Well, thank you for your time.
Hey, this is David from.
This is Pete.
Hey, I have Andrew on the line. He needs an additional 20. Yeah, he could use some additional 20 for equipment.
Okay. Hey, Andrew, this is Pete here. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. And you?
Good, good. Busy. I'm in the application processing department at Bank of Cardiff. First thing I want to do from you is just grab a quick callback number in case you get disconnected. Is this one I have on file good for you? 708-510-5500.
That's correct.
Cool. Is that your cell phone?
Yes, it is.
All right, perfect. Yeah, so I understand you're looking for about 20K. Sounds like you want to use that 20K for some equipment. What kind of equipment are you looking into?
Well, the equipment that I'm thinking about, I got to get a used vehicle because I was in an accident, and I'm going to put the rest of it in the business.
Oh, okay. Damn. I got in an accident a couple months ago lately. It was only a fender bender, but it wasn't the best experience, man. I feel for you. So what kind of industry are you in, Andrew?
What kind of what?
What kind of industry are you in?
I rehab houses. I do roofing. I do siding, brickwork, concrete. I do plumbing, heating, electrical work. I do all of it.
Okay, so you're like a all-around contractor for the most part.
Yes.
All right, cool. So you're looking to get a used vehicle. Do you have a vendor here in mind, or are you just kind of shopping around right now?
No, I want to get probably maybe 10 or 12 Chevrolet or GMC. You know, I might get a van. That Chrysler, you know, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
The truck.
Yeah. So what are you looking to spend on that? Is that whole 20 grand for the truck or van, and then are you looking for some cash on the side too?
Well, I had told them 30,000, but...
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know how much y'all... I had told them 30,000 at first.
Yeah, well, the way we do it here, Andrew, is I'm going to send you two applications. One's going to be for the van, and then one's going to be for just straight cash. They keep it pretty simple. But what kind of timeline are you looking for, man? Because I know you just got into an accident. It sounds like it's pretty urgent, right?
Yes.
Well,
they
perfect,
told me
perfect.
At first, they said that they could do it next day.
We can. So what I'm going to grab, I'm going to send an application over to you today, and hopefully I can get it back from you later today, because if the time frame's pretty quickly, so they're going to do a working capital loan that's just going to give you the quickest access to that cash as possible. So are you looking for that 20K for the truck, and then how much cash would you like on the side, Andrew?
Well, they had told me, because that's what I told them when they called, they got a different, service every time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting frustrated with them because they always got a different answer for everything every time I call.
No, you know why, Andrew? We actually, those are some of the new guys in the new office we just implemented. That's why they're transferring these calls over, because they're just not trained enough to handle it like I am. But don't worry about that, man. So you need about 10,000 on the side. I'll get that done for you tomorrow. I don't want to keep.
Yeah.
Perfect. Just out of curiosity, man, have you ever taken out a business loan before?
No, I haven't. And because I got a new phone, and I gotta go to the phone company and have it. It would be better if you fax it to me.
Yeah, that's fine. And what's your fax number?
Fax number, 708-596-3445.
3445, perfect.
708-596-3445. 3445.
Got it. Andrew, you know, while I have you on the phone here, you know, I don't want to keep you much longer. I'm just going to ask you a couple, you know, questions so I can help fill out that application for you for the most part. That way I only need like little bits of info and then your signature and we can get this started. What's your business name here?
Andrew's Home Improvement.
Perfect. Is that a sole prop, or are you like an incorporated or LLC?
No, I'm the sole owner.
Gotcha. Nice.
Been a sole owner for 47 years.
So you've been in business for that long? 47? That's crazy.
47 years.
Wow.
I know. You know, everybody else, when they were president, I'm glad, I'm not a Republican, but Trump is a billionaire. It might do some good because 39% of the people didn't vote. That equals out 300,000. Maybe Hillary could have got it. I don't know. But
yeah,
he got it. He's a billionaire.
Well, you know what?
He got money.
He's going to put a lot of spending into infrastructure for the country. So guys like you, man, that are, you know, doing construction, building houses, you know, fixing up roads, there's going to be a lot of jobs coming in.
Well, that's what I said.
I think
like
so.
I said, I'm not a Republican. I've been a Democrat, but maybe he can help the people who want, need help and want to work because I can't retire. I am retired, but I don't get nothing from retirement. So I got to keep working.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 47 years, man. Did you start this business yourself or did you have some partners before? Or, yep. You know, tell me a little bit about it. Nice. Nice.
I started it myself. I worked for a company, and when I learned a little bit, and then I started working for myself and kept going. I ain't stopped since.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. What do you typically do, you know, as far as projects are concerned? Because you did, you know, list a pretty long list of your credentials and, you know, what you do, but for the most part, are you just mostly fixing up houses or doing, you know, plumbing work, heating?
I do commercial buildings, too.
Mm-hmm.
I do everything.
Okay. Nice, nice.
When I fax it, I put my business card on there, too. You'll see what I do.
Yeah, of course. That's awesome. That's a great idea. What do you do in revenue per year, Andrew? Just like a ballpark figure, just to help me kind of see what bracket I'll put you in. How much?
About $120,000.
I gotcha. Perfect. We should be able to work with that.
I do twenty a month.
Okay.
You know, I pay the guys. A lot of time, you know, I have to take money that I'm getting paid in advance to pay the guys because if it wasn't for them, I'd wait on mine. I just want to make sure I finish the work.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's a good boss, man. You're a good boss. You could got to work for it. How many guys you got working for you?
Six.
Okay. So you're in a decent-sized operation there. How many vans or work trucks do you currently have?
Well, I have one, but like I said, it was...
Got into an accident.
Someone hit me. They hit me, and... they towed it, and they wanted $3,000. It was a 203 Kia, and they wanted $3,000 for it. It was in the pond for like 3 days, and I said, I didn't pay but $3,000 for it. You want what I paid for it? Keep it. I'll give me another one.
Hey, Andrew, you want to hear something crazy? So I had this car. It was actually broken down, old, you know, BMW that I had parked out on the street. And, I was busy with work. I didn't notice it. It actually got towed off the street like 3 weeks ago. And I finally called them up the other day and they're like, yeah, the balance is $1,100 to get it out. And I was like, okay, well, you know, the car's not even worth, you know, $500. So I guess you can keep it. And you know what they told me? They said, oh, Well, here are your two options. You can sign the title over to us and we'll keep it, and then we're going to charge you $300. And I was like, why do I have to pay to give you my car? They're saying, oh, because the processing fees and, you know, the tow truck.
They go get it anyway.
Or they said, or we could sell it at auction for you for like $300, put that against your balance, you know, your $1,100 balance, and then charge you $800. So what do you want to do? So I got to give them $300 and give them my car for towing it. So it's kind of like the same exact thing.
It's a little different here in Illinois.
If you
said keep the car, get your merchandise out, but all the stuff out of the truck or car, and they got thousands and thousands of cars there. They don't ask for no money.
Yeah, they'd rather just keep it. These guys, you know, they got the balls to ask me for money and to keep my car. Just, I don't know how, but... I'm gonna keep on the phone much longer, man. Just one more question, and what's your credit? What's your credit like here? Your personal credit, Andrew?
I think around about almost 600, I think.
All right, perfect. We'll be able to work with that, man. All right, I'm gonna send over those applications. Tell me a little bit about your schedule today. What's it looking like? Because I want to move on this as quick as possible.
I'll pick it up today.
Okay. Pick it up today and work on it tonight. You know, it really shouldn't take you too long. It's just a few, you know, applications. And if you can get that back to me tomorrow morning, I can probably get you an answer by tomorrow afternoon. And from there, we'll get it funded for you next week, man, and get you that. You'll be driving by early next week. When did that accident happen, by the way?
About 3 weeks ago.
Damn. That sucks. Have you, you know, just... How have you been getting around not having a vehicle for the company?
Well, my guys got crushed, so... I'm bubbling a ride with them.
All right. Well, you know what, Andrew? We're going to get you that... That 2010 to 2012 Chevy or GMC or whatever you decide, man. You're going to be driving that thing next week down the street. Not even worth thinking about this stupid accident, right? We'll get that behind us.
Okay.
I'm going to fax that over to you in a little bit. If you can give me a call when you do get the fax, just so I know that you've received it. Are you sitting down right now? Can you take my number down?
Hold on.
Perfect.
Oh, what's the number?
My direct line here is 858.
858.
225.
225.
2347.
2347.
Perfect. I'm also going to give you the fax number as well.
Okay.
That fax number is 1888.
Got it.
234.
234. 0177. 0147.
0177.
0177.
Perfect. You can fax that info back over to me, and I'll give you a call. When did you say you were going to be able to access the fax? In about 2 hours, 3 hours?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So I'll give you a call at the end of the day, or if you can give me a call when you receive it, that'd be great.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Andrew. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You too. All right.
Bye.